The U.S. Attorney General has dismissed former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who was one of the agency's investigators looking into allegations of Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Jeff Sessions says that investigators concluded that McCabe made a quote unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath on multiple occasions. Sessions was referring to a 2016 news report that revealed disputes between the FBI and Justice Department over the agency's investigation of Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. McCabe's dismissal came a few days before his 50th birthday, when he would have been eligible to retire with his full pension. McCabe, who stepped down in January and took a leave of absence, called the firing part of the administration's, quote, ongoing war on the FBI. Well, from Niagara Falls, Ontario, we have Jason Aruha, political commentator and analyst, joining me. Good to have you, Jason. Do you also agree with McCabe, who says this is the ongoing and continuation of the ongoing war on the FBI?
I think that that very much could be the case. Trump has made it very clear that he is not interested in just simply allowing the FBI to do their job. I think that there may be something somewhere, some kind of connection between Trump and people inside of Russia, most likely businessmen, that may give some kind of signal to a conflict of interest. And we've seen in the past that Trump has not been willing to hesitate to get rid of people that he feel might be a threat to his presidency. You know, the head of the FBI has already been replaced once, and numerous people have already been removed from the White House, including the loss of his son, his son-in-law, Kushner, from having top secret access to information. It seems very much like it may be the case of the noose is beginning to tighten around his presidency and he feels threatened. To what degree there may be any connections between him and Russia are still unknown at this time. And I highly suspect that they're not terribly detailed, but perhaps just past business connections that may not reflect very well on the officialdom of the office of the President of the United States. So I think that perhaps this White House has always been in a kind of a sense of turmoil since his presidency began. There are definitely forces within the government that seek to remove him as a leader. There's no question that not just the regular person on the street has a problem with many of the policies and decisions that Trump has made, but many of those in the upper echelon of society, those among the very elite of the capitalist class, definitely do seem to have a problem with a lot of the decisions that he's made in his presidency. One of those problems being the threatening of a possible trade war between the United States and other countries, with the tariffs that he's placed on steel and aluminum.
Okay, and so yes, go ahead, please. Finish your statement. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say it seems very likely that there is some kind of struggle going on in his presidency, particularly with regards to the investigations against him.
All right. So Jason, the question that comes to mind is, what type of people do you think that the U.S. administration and President Trump want to be at the helm of the FBI?
Well, I mean, every president, I'm frequently reminded of the old statement that George Bush made when he was president one time in a candid moment. He said, well, no doubt this would be easier if this were a dictatorship. Having simply yes-men, automatons who will simply carry out his will would no doubt make things much easier for the president. But for something like the FBI, which is supposed to be a nonpartisan investigative bureaucratic body, that simply won't do. And it seems that Trump has come into conflict with that many times. We see a kind of atmosphere around Trump, and the people that he chooses to keep in his administration, particularly those very close to him, are ones that are very agreeable and pliable to what it is that he wants to do. He's frequently not very fond of people who contradict him or don't agree with his position, particularly those who put out a significant argument against what it is that he's doing. But I think this administration has definitely shown that Trump has chosen what could be more commonly referred to as yes men in positions of power, those who will simply do whatever it is he tells them, regardless of what the common sense or the needs of their position may require of them.
All right, great insight. Thank you for that perspective, Jason Unruhe, political commentator and analyst from Ontario.